Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? You see I'm smiling. You know why? Because, first of all, this sale has been just, I'm going to have a fat class. I'm talking about 40 motherfuckers. Now, I don't know how many going to last the whole semester. But I hope a bunch of them do. Wait a minute, man. Didn't I cut that shit out? Okay, yeah. I hope a bunch of them do. And another thing, I got the biggest surprise for my birthday, which is tomorrow. And don't forget, goddammit, that shit is over at 12 o'clock tonight. Maybe 12 o'clock tomorrow night. 12 o'clock tomorrow night. So at least you got a little bit over 24 hours to take advantage of this doggone deal. But, you know, my birthday is like tomorrow. And my daughter, provided transportation for my brother Gip, my nephew Jason, my niece Adriana, my other niece, Kiana, and my nigga Tay and his woman. God. But anyway, this was a surprise last night. You know, and I had all them motherfuckers in my house, and it was, I'm talking about, it was a ball. I had a ball. So, my birthday wish. And if you've been seeing me for some years, you may notice that my birthday wish, my Christmas wish, and what I aspire for on New Year's is the same damn thing, is to be blessed to continue on the path that I'm on. That's what I want. And my daughter, you know, they came over. She didn't want them to come over till today. But somehow they mixed it up. I thought it was last night too. But they was going to come over tonight. But they came over yesterday. And let me tell you, I don't need anything else. She's talking about she wanted it to be a real surprise. You know. It is a surprise. I'm saying if they would have came Wednesday and my birthday is Sunday, it still would be the same surprise as if they came Sunday. I'm telling, because I ain't seen my family in some years. You know, I blazed the trail that only I could travel so far without, you know, assistance. Now, I don't need assistance from you. Well, I do need assistance from you, but not in the way you might think. I need assistance from you to keep believing in me. Because fantastic things have happened to me this month. That dinner just have filled my head with ideas that I didn't have. This dinner is adding more fuel to that burning flame because I didn't expect this. It's not that I don't deserve shit. It's that I don't look for that kind of reward. But that really is just about the most, that's the best reward, really. People appreciate you. The money is good. You know, everybody care about money. But people appreciate you and showing you that they appreciate you, see, that's a whole nother level. So I've traveled far enough for things to start looking clearer to me. You know, it's so clear that I'm tempted to be, you know, to settle. But see, sometimes you know that I'm crazy. I'm just fucking crazy because that was one of the times that I'm crazy, because I will never settle. I don't know why I said that, but that's exactly why I want to continue the same path, because, you know, I'm getting old. I might think I want to settle. I might even say some shit like that, but I'm not settling. Settling is not an option, not for me. I'm all in, and I ain't quitting till the last shovel of dirt is thrown on my motherfucking black ass. And I'm saying all that because I'm not going to be 68 past the next 24 hours. I'm going to be 69. I got a lot of shit going. I'm getting much better at teaching my students. I'm getting so much better that it's starting to amaze me. I'm only halfway through this semester, and it's one of the best semesters I've had. SWU has seen right around 20 to 24 semesters. Yeah, that's a lot of semesters, because that's how long it takes to graduate. And what I'm saying is, I'm noticing things are changing. And the school is not growing in population, if that's the case. It's stretching out. I'm going to be doing some different shit. I mean, it's only fitting because classes going to see, not classes, alumni, excuse me. Alumni, when they do visit and we have that yearly event, they're going to see the differences and how I approach what I'm doing. And that is very significant, because they're going to see growth. Man. So look. Now, I know this is a big fucking goal that I have. And I know that this is a big occasion for all my dreams, all my goals, and all my aspirations. And you know, of course, once I really get to talk about what I want to talk about today, I'm going to be talking a lot of shit. But I wanted to say this before I got into it, that I'm just really a blessed motherfucker. Excuse me. I don't know why, but I was all teary yesterday. And I'm fucked up now. But my point, what I'm really saying, is that I claim, or I'm going to claim, the elders thing. So you're going to have to listen. I'm going to get into my shit. But it's, you know, on the eve of my birthday, so you know I'm going to be, you know, kind of reminiscing and all that shit. But you got to hear this shit and pay attention, because there's not always, I mean, things are just not as always as clear as you need them to be. There's not. Now, you need to realize this, because I'm realizing things just constantly. But do you realize how important it is to be able to be yourself? I know you talk that shit, and I could just point to a gang of motherfuckers that can tell you they thought it too. They thought it. They thought they was being themselves. And this is what you convince yourself, that you're being yourself. You're riding down the street chewing some gum and shit. You're on your way to Walmart. And you see this cutie, oh man, if I went on my way to Walmart, I'd pull over and talk to baby, she's fine. When the truth of the matter is, no matter where you're going, no matter if you're going nowhere, ain't no way you're going to stop and pull over and talk to baby. So, this is what I say, or what I mean, when I say You lie to yourself all the time. Little things like that. Oh, man, baby, cool. I need to talk to her. She didn't even finish my food. Man, what I'm saying is, nigga like me, I'm eating, and I'm about to put some food in my mouth and look at the sea baby. I'm going to put that food in my mouth. I'm going to get that napkin, do my, you know, my little etiquette thing, you know, before I get over there, let her see I'm doing it. And then when I get over there, I'm going to get busy. I ain't even fuck about no motherfucking food. I can go buy some milk. Well, I can tell them to warm it up. I ain't finna let no excuse, no flimsy excuse, stop me from being me. I ain't talking about some motherfucking police or some other kind of hindrance. I'm talking about me lying to myself about my capabilities. I'm just saying, I remember, you know, I had to make adjustments. But I didn't make any real adjustments from being a square to becoming a pimp. Because that fucking game was really in me. I ain't saying I was a pimp. I was a nigga that wasn't afraid to go get it, which means it's in me. I don't care. I didn't care what I had to do. I didn't care what was involved. I mean, I don't want to get killed, and I ain't, certainly ain't saying I was doing shit risking my life, because that's where I drew the line. I ain't going to risk my life about the bitch. Take the bitch, you know, and I'll motherfucking catch the bitch again. Because if you fuck with me then it's going to be something else. But my point, that shit was really and truly in me. And when I got out the game and started my square life, I started having an identity crisis. You got to think of that for years. I'm driving Rolls Royces, exotic cars, you know, bitches all around, the nigga with a nigga, jeweled up, everywhere. I go, who are you? All of those kind of goddamn shit. And then all of a sudden, because I decided to be a dad, whatever, square, blah, 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 none of this is going on. Like, overnight. So, the first thing I realized, I realized this, it was much harder to square up than it was to turn out. Now, there's dangers in being a square, but there's 10 times that danger, you know, in being, you know, out there in the motherfucking streets turning out. Now, in the game, I'm just explaining this, and you got to understand, I'm feeling this way. In the game, being on stage was... No, let me say this. In the game, my being on stage was rewarded with admiration, plenty of compliments, and many other ways that promoted me to want to be on stage. I was so used to it that once I settled into my square world, being on stage wasn't very well received. And it wasn't received because there was no stage for a nigga like me to be on. Now, when I realized I couldn't be seen or I wouldn't be seen as, you know, the motherfucker I am, or had become accustomed to being seen as, I was fucked up. I'm telling you, I was fucked up. There was no way I was going to settle into oblivion and be happy. I mean, it was really a confounding time, because I know who the fuck I am and I know what the fuck I want, but I see what I see. 2 and 2 added up to 84. Something wrong. I'm just saying. There just was no way I was going to just settle for that. And I was miserable for a few weeks. A little more than a few weeks. But I was miserable until I went with my daughter. She was like not even 1 year old. And, I don't know what I was doing when I was talking to her. Might have been changing her diaper, I'm not sure. But I was talking to her, and I told her, your daddy is Rosebud. I'm talking that shit. 209, 1 second, I'll be right with you. I'm talking that shit. Baby, your daddy is Rosebud, blah, 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 blah. And something about that conversation just made me realize who the fuck I am. Hold on, let me get you 209 right now. What's up, brother?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, bro. Tomorrow, my mother's birthday, bro. Happy early birthday.
Your mother or your brother?
My mother.
Man, my birthday tomorrow too.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's a beautiful day tomorrow.
It's a beautiful day. That's right, my brother. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man.
You got a question?
Many more, bro. Nah, I ain't got no questions. Many more, bro.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate you, man.
Peace.
That was cool. That was cool. But I realized that I'm Bud. And I made my motherfucking name. People didn't give me shit. No one gave me my name. You know, I thought of my name and I had to represent it. I'm talking about always. My point. I had to realize I stopped being a pimp. I didn't stop being a motherfucker, which is all I wanted to be in anything I did all my life. And when I finally did realize that, it made me set out to do some things that I had done in quite a while. And in doing this shit, I found a path to be able to be me. Which is the point of this video. Learning how hard is it to be who you really are. I had to do me as a square. For whatever reason my trip is, you know, I'm not a nigga that's, I ain't gonna say, I'm back. Because I ain't never leaving until I'm gone. And when I'm gone, I ain't coming back. So, I don't want to be that kind of nigga. I'm back. Well, where you been, motherfucker? I ain't been nowhere. I'm just not in that life. But what I'm saying is, just as I had done me in that fly-ass world, I had to do me successfully in this square world. And I'm telling you, I'm proud as fuck that I've been doing me as a square. Getting square money, living a motherfucking square life, and accept that this is me. I ain't tripping about no Rosebud pimping ass nigga. The only way you can say I am is I'm going to be top flight. I ain't taking no shorts. And I don't give a fuck what you think. you either want to fuck with me or you don't. If you don't, I ain't mad at you. Because like I said, I had no idea how you motherfuckers was waiting for these sales, for this sale. And I know part of it is how much reduction. It's way under half. So yeah, it's going to make people want to do it. But at the same time, I'm benefiting, if that's the case, money. But look at how many more motherfuckers going to benefit in January than would have benefited. I'm going to get some motherfuckers every semester. And I'm going to get some motherfuckers that don't have to be looking at my shit now because they just made their mind up. They going to get out. But they ain't ready to. And when they come in December, they going to be paying full price. And they ain't going to give a fuck. All they want is what you're going to get for 500. And they ain't going to give a fuck. Excuse me, I got a hiccup. All these motherfuckers that was at that dinner, they know. 347, I'm going to get you in 1 minute. But they know that a nigga having a sale right now. And they know they spent $1,500. And ain't now one of them mad. Now one of them mad because of what they fucking got. And when I put this shit together, so you can see, because I'm hooking it up, they just ain't sent me all the footage yet. 347, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, Professor Dixon. This is Timothy from the course.
This is who?
Timothy, Professor.
Timothy, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, Professor. I just wanted to call in and really express myself in how much I appreciate you into bringing the truth into my life and showing me the way that it's the only way that I'm meant to be, but that is through honesty and through self-expression of yourself. With no fear and no attachment. Like, truly,
Timothy,
I appreciate you.
Hold on, Timothy. Let me ask you something. First, you got to understand, you coming on here, you saying these things, no one know anything about you. If you feel comfortable, I want you to say what kind of person, in your own goddamn words, were you when you came in the Sidewalk University?
Man, I was such a scary-ass motherfucker. I couldn't even get a word out when Rosa would ask me a straight question. Like, either would be a yes or no question answer. I would be, like, either scared or I would try to run away because of whatever perception of myself was, when in reality, it was just the fact that I just had to face myself for what I truly was. And through the teachings of Professor Rose, I truly been able to see myself for who I truly am and truly appreciate myself, not only to a superficial level, to how do I think of myself, how do I perceive myself, and even in how I perceive myself at the workplace, because now that I truly see myself for who I truly am, like, I could see the potential that I had, that I never had the foresight that I could be somewhere else, because I had such bad faith in myself. That now that I actually have some kind of belief system, I have something to truly cherish and hold on and look forward to new beginnings and transforming myself into the person that I'm meant to be. Even down to the way that I express myself in my voice, it was troubling to me. And now,
man,
I feel like I have no restraint anymore.
Wait, you said so much. First of all, I want you to know that a lot of people hearing you think I paid you to come on here and say this shit. And I don't care, and I ain't standing for you to think about it or worry about it. I'm just saying.
And I'm not afraid to say I'm not even the best student. And he can say it because he knows who I am, and I'm not afraid to say it anymore. But I just have to really, from the bottom of my gut, like, I don't, like, today I tune in into the show, and one of the main problems that I encountered with myself when I came to the course was really just showing myself for who I truly was. And the moment that I saw that, like, it really like called me in to show the appreciation that I have for Professor Dixon, because I know that it doesn't matter whatever kind of situation I am, as long as I believe in myself, like, as long as you can see the way and you can really believe in the truth, you're gonna be all right. And now no longer, like, even though I still have my, you know, my shortcomings and stuff, but now that I have a new belief system that I can really rely on, like, I have less clutter in the way that I think, and I see more clearly in the things that I want to do. Like, I've seen great improvements in the way that I see myself at the workplace. It was something that I took for granted. Like, to an extent, I couldn't even handle the level of success that I'd achieved because I didn't really believe in myself. So I didn't really appreciate the small victories that I've achieved in my life. Me understanding who I am and where I come from. Like, now that I realize that not only because of the work that I put in, I've been in situations that maybe my character wasn't meant to be at the time. Now that I really appreciate the truth and don't lie to myself anymore, now I see myself for who I truly am.
Hey, Timothy, the thing that I'm sure you probably have recognized this, but we went through a whole semester, and we can add everything you said during that semester, and it wasn't half as much as you said right now. What I'm saying is, bro, you say you're not the best student. If not, you one of the best because of how much of a change you made. I'm talking about from not being able, man, what the fuck is wrong with you, man, you scary motherfucker? I'm talking to him like that. This motherfucker stayed in. And then he told me he wasn't doing good, blah, blah, blah. And I hit him back and I said, bro, you didn't quit.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I went through some real shit that I didn't really want to get into too much depth to it because it was something that I believe is something sensitive to me. But I even then, like, I took the courage to let the professor know, like, yo, like, I know that the finals, woo, but I'm going to come through. And now that I stuck in what the professor taught me, like, now I see what the value of the lessons were.
Hey, Timothy, man, thank you very much for this call. I got another caller I got to get, man. Did you ask me what you
professor,
actually
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you,
happy
man.
Happy birthday, professor.
Thank
I really
you,
appreciate you, professor.
I appreciate you, too. 910, what's going on? I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long.
Hello?
910. Yeah, come out.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, man. Hey, I just got on, and then I just seen it says how to be yourself. The things that go through my mind, I got little sayings and quotes and stuff like that. Look, one of my things that I got to tell myself is don't be a simp to society, if that
a
makes
simp.
Sense.
What is a simp to you?
Simp to me that you will adjust yourself, your morals, your values, what makes you happy, and you will adjust yourself to somebody else.
Okay, but
that's what that means to me.
Listen, man, what I'm saying is most of us, if not all of us, need to get out of accepting more than one definition for a word. That's why everybody's conversation is fucked up. That's why dudes can't catch bitches because they don't know what she thinks. You up on that? They don't know. Then she say, yeah, I'm up on that. They don't know what she really up on because up on any goddamn thing. What I'm saying, bro, simp means a sucker imitating master pimps. Simp has nothing to do with life unless you're a pimp or a wannabe pimp. And then you don't want to be simping. That means you're a sucker. You know, she can bring you $150 and you happy because you didn't have $150 before. You're not no pimp motherfucker to tell this. You know, I'm going to wipe my ass with this 150, and you better go get me some money. But what I'm saying, the nigga that say you better go get me some money, he ain't no simp. But the nigga that accept that money, he is simp because of what he's doing. It's not pimping. Now, for you to go on and say whatever you was talking about being a simp about life. I'm sure there's another word, but if you still want to use simp, you can't, because now I know what you're talking about. But if you would have said, man, motherfucking simp, motherfucker, I would have thought you was talking about some pimp-ass motherfucker that didn't have no game.
No. And my thinking with females is that girls play chess and dudes play checkers, if that makes sense.
Man, what makes sense is that I know what you mean. Checkers is way more difficult. You got to think ahead. You got to do this, that, and the other. And checkers, you just play. What I'm saying is this, bro. I don't see it like that. I see it as dudes don't want to accept what bitches got to go through. Bitches got to talk to lying ass fake motherfuckers. Now say this bitch, kid, listen. Say this bitch decided to give a motherfucker a chance. He talking to her, sounding good, got everything going out and took her to the movie, whatever. You know, and when the time comes to get busy on the intimate side, not necessarily sex, the nigga's like, we got to go get a motel. Why is that, man? I live with my mama. Come on, or I ain't got no car. What I'm saying is multiply that times all the bitches going through that for the last 3 years or 4 years. Bro, that's what they go through. Listen, I got a point I'm making. If you do know that, then what should bitches do? Keep falling for the okie doke. You know what they not should do, but you know what they've done? I have to find me a heterosexual bitch. You don't see them because they're all like bitches. Because bitches don't want to be followers. Bitches want to be followers. And since they can't follow the motherfuckers that they fucking with dudes, they're forced to be leaders. And the only motherfuckers that they can really lead is another bitch. They get fulfilled because of that. That's why you see all these bitches smoking cigars, all these bitches with their pants hanging down and shit. Because they like pussy. Not because they sexually lesbians. They like pussy because they hard now. But you let one of them bitches fuck with a dude that stand up to that bullshit and see on that bitch flip. I know several women, core fucking dykes. Some motherfucker stood up, the bitch got four kids, been married for X amount of years.
They still want the dick. Oh, like they still want the dick.
They want more than the dick. They want the man that owned the dick.
I know.
Yeah, but they getting dick now, but the motherfuckers is punks. So they don't want the dick no more from a punk. That's why fucking with me, you got to know what I just said. And so as soon as you say, hey, baby, what's going on? You ain't getting no action. None.
No, you got to let them kind of come to you.
No, you ain't got to let them come to you. You got to know how to approach them. And if you don't, you ain't getting no action. And just like that brother Timothy was saying that just went off before you, he not only didn't know how to approach a motherfucker, if he mustered up the nerve to approach her, he couldn't speak. Then, if he did speak, he's so fucked up, he let his damn accent, instead of attracting the bitch, he made it where she can't even understand him.
Oleg, what do you think about this? Because you brought it up a little bit about trying to get a girl and you got no car and this and that. My thinking is that basically, she don't love you, you're just a good idea. And so basically, whenever you want to start approaching girls, you got to be a good idea first. If you ain't a good idea, she's wasting her fucking time.
Well, I mean, I ain't going to say I agree with the wording, but I kind of would mean so. You ain't saying it like I would, but I kind of think you saying the same thing. Yeah, I agree that if you ain't no good idea representative, then
yeah,
you ain't get your action. But then it leads to how or what is a good representative or a good idea.
Yeah.
No,
he takes care of himself. He's got a good body. He's got good health. He can fuck. You know, just all that type of stuff.
Hey, that's every Joe Blow.
The what?
That's every Joe Blow. That's every motherfucker. Now, some motherfuckers
I'm seeing a lot of bullshit.
Hey, bro, there's one thing you got to do is let me talk.
Yeah.
A lot of motherfuckers are not in shape. I agree with that. But every motherfucker that is a regular dude that ain't got no physical difficulties got what you talking about. And you know what you never mention? Know what to say. Know things about women. Know how to make his actual real thoughts attractive to her. You said nothing about how to deal with women. You just said what's aesthetically good looking. Does that mean you a surface motherfucker? Just like bitches are. How about that, bro?
It's true.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is you're not lying to yourself because you're saying what you really think. But what that shit make you feel or do is where the lies come in, because you ain't going to do none of that goddamn shit you just said. Tell me you do.
What? Like I wait for a girl's kind of come to me?
All the things that you were saying that's negative, or not necessarily negative. I took it as negative. But what I'm saying is...
No. But that goes both ways. That goes like with... that goes like with men looking for a female. You don't love them yet, but you're looking for a good idea first. You know, maybe I can work with a girl for maybe intimate time or maybe a long-term technical.
Since you like to interrupt me, I'm going to say, yeah, you're right. But once you get off the motherfucking phone and listen, you understand, you know, you think about that bitch. Fuck her. I think about me. And I'm not saying I'm so selfish that I don't think about her. But I got to think about what I'm doing first. So if any, let me ask you this. Is 2 + 2 + 3 = 28?
No.
Is 2 + 2 + 3 = 7?
Yep.
So what other answer can you have except 7 to be correct?
If 2 + 2 + 3, that is the only answer.
If you
4 + 3 = 7.
If you're counting in base 10. But there's other bases. Let's say base 5. 2 + 2 = 4. But +3 = 13. Why? Because there's no 6s, 7s, or 8s. So once you get to 4, then you get to 5 because you're speaking in, you're adding in base 5, is 1, 2, 3, 4. And then 10. 11, 12, 13. Wait a minute. This is not 12. It's not 13. It's 12. 11, 12. Because 1 through 4, and then 5 is 10, and 2 more is 11, 12, and then 13, 14, 20, and then 21 to 24 and then 30, and then when you get to 44, it's not 50, it's 100. Do you understand that?
I'm trying to understand you, but honestly.
My point, bro, is that there is only one correct answer, unless you have information to make what you're thinking correct. You can't just think some shit and say it and expect a motherfucker like me to believe it or go for it. I'm a challenge it. And your shit ain't standing up.
I get you.
Your shit ain't standing up. A motherfucker can see this in me. Let's say some broad saying some false bullshit, and I'm checking her like this. She can see, man, this motherfucker is something. And she gonna start turning on, because I'm gonna keep being me. I ain't listening to that bullshit. I don't care if you get mad. Get the fuck up and get away from me, you know, because I ain't about to hit no bitch shit. Well, why I gotta be a bitch? What do you call your girlfriends? Fuck you want to say when I say it, it means something else. Fuck you, bitch. That's me. That's why I get bras. Period. I'm probably going to catch in my dinner tonight. You know why? Because this is me. Hey, bro, you got anything else?
The what?
9:10, do you have anything else?
I got nothing else, man. Thank you.
Hey, man. Hey, you welcome. Keep listening, bro. See, this is what this video is about. Can you accept who you really are? Not who you pretend to be, but who that inner motherfucker is. And I also know, excuse me, I also know there's, you know, many of you motherfuckers who wouldn't even want to be me because you're glad to be you. I know there's a lot out there, but I bet it's 10 times more who don't want to be them. So you guys is okay with being yourself. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the motherfuckers that's scared and pretending. 716, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? I'm so glad you put this up. I got a question for you, right?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, this Paul.
Nah, that's not your voice. This Paul, ain't it? All right, come on.
All right, you said how to be yourself. Say you got a guy, he knew to everything, right? And you spoke to him before, you know how he talk and all that. But he learned some new shit. And he might start talking a little different. Maybe his pattern speech or whatever is a little bit different. He start using different words. Does that mean that he's not himself? Or is it the character like, you know what, Paul ain't going to react like that. If you do that, Paul usually do this shit right here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. What I'm saying is this. If you say, this it? You know what I'm saying, man? Is riz it? You know, if for whatever reason, it's got that it to whatever word. Riz it, is it, you know, square it, you know, however, whatever. This motherfucker talking this shit. And then he talking this shit to a partner that's both of your partner, and they saying that shit, biz it, woo, whatever. And you don't say it. But then this is your partner. Both of your partner. And you find yourself saying this, this, or whatever. And if you just, like, ain't trying to say it, you picking up on the language, that's jargon of the street. So it's cool. But if your motherfucking ass hear it, and you say to yourself, damn, I'm finna, you know, that shit's cool. And you start doing it. When you start doing it, then you ain't being yourself. You faking.
Right.
If you a Crip or a Blood, you gonna pick up how they talk.
Right.
Because if you don't, you ain't one of them. That's but if you pick it up, you know, cause of that, then it ain't faking. It's that you being real. But then you got motherfuckers that know how Crips and Bloods talk, ain't got nothing to do with them, and they say the same shit because they faking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul, hold on 1 second. 216, what's up?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Philip, and I just wanted to add on to about you being yourself. I feel like whoever you are, like subconsciously, whatever you're doing subconsciously is who you are, but you're not paying attention to it enough. Like, because the pressure is not on you, so that's who you are, you know? Whether you're doing something good or bad, you know, whether you're doing something the right way.
Listen. Let me tell you something. I don't know you, do I?
No, you don't.
Let me tell you something, man. I can hear in your voice you're very unsure. You will not stand up unless somebody, you know, make you fight. I'm not saying you're a punk. I'm just saying you ain't going to stand up. You're very non-confrontational because everything you're saying is in a very passive tone. Did I goddamn describe you or not?
You did.
So why do you think I was able to do that?
You have better game than me and more experience.
Well, of course, but that's not why I was able to do it because I listened to you and I heard your voice. And I heard your tone and everything you were saying. And it was like weak, very unassertive. So what I'm saying is, that's why women hear you, bro. That is exactly how women hear you. Do you want that?
No.
So what I'm saying is, you could either believe what you want to believe, or you can come to Sidewalk University and get some real game. Because what I'm saying is that shit you're saying is so game-free that you're like cellophane when you walk up to a bitch and talk to her. She can see everything you're thinking. The only thing she can't see is what limit you got on your credit card. She's going to find that out soon with you talking like that. Now, you could do whatever you want to do, and you could believe whatever you want to believe. But you see, I pegged you, and I only talked to you for 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, the hook.
Bro, when a motherfucker is right, there's silence. The only reason I didn't say shit is because I wanted to know if you know I'm right. So, okay, you didn't say it, I'm right. Then you should know something you need to do. If it's fuck with me, fine, fuck with me. You better do it within the next 24 hours because it's 500 now, but it normally is 1400. And after my birthday, it's going to be back to 1400. So you do what you want to do. But if you want to get sharp like a motherfucker, me, you ain't going to be me. You ain't going to think what I think. You just going to think what sharp motherfuckers think. And you're going to think your own thoughts, whatever they are. They're just going to become sharp, bro. Now, hey, Paul, hit me, man. I got to holler at you. 216, you got anything?
No.
All right, bro, be cool.
Thank you.
So, if you accept who you are, then you will appreciate this video. If you aren't able to accept who you are, then you needed this goddamn video. Either way, you've been blessed with one of my last thoughts of my 68th year of being on Earth. And after a few more of these little quips, these little things I say on these videos, you're going to see the first videos and comments of my 69th year. Now, shit, the reason y'all like shit like that movie I was making, the Drop of a Dime, reason you like it so much is it's just real, a reality show. But it was a reality show. I mean, it fell through. You know, that's why I don't like fucking with people. They don't really do shit all the way. But what I'm saying is the reason, you know, a seasoned actor couldn't act the part of Fabulous Delano is because that was my character. Because I wasn't acting. I was just simply being me. There's too many innuendos for some fucking actor to play this champion. That's why them motherfuckers in line say, bitch, where's my motherfucking money? But the line could say, maybe. No, it could say, bitch, where's my motherfucking money? It depends on the situation, how you say it. Did anybody read it? Anybody think of it? They think of a pimp. They all say, bitch, where's my money? See what I'm saying, fellas? That was method acting you've seen in a drop of a dime. And if you wanted to be in it, you had to be whatever you was being as far as the part. Some people are businessmen, but the pimp niggas had to be real pimps. You know, I just believe in the way past pimps thought. Because they blazed the trail, easily followed to the top of the game. If you do what them niggas did, you going somewhere. And while I will readily admit that I am a follower, I also know how much of a fucking leader I am. Simply because you follow don't mean you're not a leader. Gandhi was a leader, but he had someone he followed too, or something he followed. I'm just saying. Well, I try harder, or at least hard, to be the best customer service. But you gotta help. I mean, this means when you make an order, you gotta include your email so that I can hit you. You don't know how many orders I get, then there's no way to send them the product. They order in someone called Steve Austin name, because that's their moniker. But it comes to me under their real name. So how do I know when you say, hit me back, man, I didn't get my shit. Well, what's your name? Stone Cold Steve Austin .com, whatever, or at gmail.com. I can put that in. And you'll come up. You didn't order under that name, but that's the name you kept communicating with me. How the fuck am I going to know? I'm just saying. So my point, you know, where I'm coming from, is this is why I talk like I do. I speak like I do. Because I don't want to be fucking with no motherfucker that ain't doing shit right. You know, this, just don't forget your emails. Put your email address, the one you want to use, and put your name so I can know when it's time to admit you to the group. Mr. Stone Cold, but you ordered under Don Johnson. How do I put that together? How do I know that? Are you? Because I'm telling you, and I'm happy. I've been making some money with this deal. And I'm just wondering, are you guys jumping on this deal to tell me happy birthday, because most of you say that. you know, in comments? Or is it because you can't pass up such a good deal? Either way, I have had a great couple of weeks, and my birthday is going to be a blast. Thanks to you motherfuckers fucking with me. And I haven't figured out what I'm going to do. But up till now, I couldn't have had a more pleasant few days. I got approximately 24 hours before I... Wait, no. I have approximately 12 hours before I'm motherfucking 69 and I feel great. For my 69th birthday, you guys see me drinking. One of my fucking promises to myself is I don't think I'm going to stop drinking, but I do think I'm going to back up. Now, I'm not sick. I ain't, you know, having no type of whatever problems. But I did go to the doctor. One of them said, you ain't drinking enough water and your kidney enzymes are high. So I said, man, you know, they're high, but what? Well, you don't actually have any problems right now. But your kidney enzymes, they get a little higher than you don't have. Start risking your kidneys. I die. I be drinking. He said, well, if you're either going to have to stop, significantly cut back, or you're going to have problems. So that is a no-brainer. But what's difficult is me denying myself. Especially my birthday. So I figured, since the motherfucker told me that I'm not, you know, really fucked up, I'm just going to turn it up until my birthday. Now, I might not even turn it up the day of my birthday, but tonight, I ain't going to probably drink as much as I normally do, but I'm going to be drinking. And then what I'm saying is, hopefully, you know, I just, not hopefully, I'm going to just cut back, period. So you ain't going to see me drinking as much. I'm still be smoking my weed and shit, though. My cholesterol is fucking good. You know, everything else is good. I feel great. Now, you do know Tony the Tiger is my motherfucking nephew. I hope you know it. And he says things will be great on 11/21 tomorrow. Now, if you take the time to listen to what confidence does for me, you should also take the time to realize how much you need my school. It teaches 1.0, 2.0, and 3.0 in 3 months. It's the ultimate in building confidence. It's just the ultimate package. So you can handle it. And delivered by SWU Professor, yours truly. So, you know, I'm always up for whatever. And a lot of you guys don't understand. You know, I just don't take prisoners. You know, when I get at a woman, the first thing I do is figure out where she coming from. Especially when it comes to men. And I could tell where she's coming from by damn near by her first sentence. And once I notice where she's coming from, even if she's like letting me see she don't like me, I'm a catcher as long as she talks to me. So many of you motherfuckers have been in a position to see how shit works. You didn't listen to me live talking to women. You know, I didn't repeat it or post it or different conversations I didn't have. And you missed the game in it. This is why you got to come to fucking Sidewalk University. You going to miss the game, I drop back on you. But then you're in school, so we going to, you know, dissect it, and you're going to learn what it really is. See, emotions are dangerous. That's why I really make dudes who are emotional, I make them show their emotions within, like, one or two times dealing with me. Because I'm going to challenge them. I mean, the only way emotions aren't dangerous is if you're using her emotions to win your battles. I provoke emotions, or evoke, or whatever, emotions in women. And when they when they get emotional, they'll tell you exactly how to flip them. They'll tell you exactly how to flip the conversation you in to catch her. Because they're emotional and they're saying things they really don't want you to hear. And I kid you not. This woman swore I couldn't catch her. Because we didn't hit it off. And I was married. You know what I told her? I said, baby, you probably say that. But if you talk to me, or if you keep talking to me, I'm going to have your little ass. And she was such a, in quotes, bad bitch, that she laughed at that. Now, needless to say, within 5 minutes, you can, if you're a motherfucker, you can hear her breathing getting harder, and you can hear her voice at thoroughly softened. This is to my devastating charm. You got to listen and learn, but you got to remember what you learn is dangerous. I do business the old-fashioned way. I earn your fucking respect and trust. I'm in the process of making some adjustments to my curriculum and making it more compatible using all different media. You know, business is business, so I don't want to put some shit up that can get me manipulated. But unlike business people mindsets of today, I'm not passing the cost on to you. I mean, whatever a businessman or woman, whenever a businesswoman or man makes an improvement on their product, what the fuck happens? The price goes up. It especially does it, the people that produced it can visibly see the improvement. Now, what the hell do you think they do? That they had to spend money to make it to where all of your shit is compatible. They would jack that price up for X amount of time, make all kinds of money, which I ain't mad at them. And then they lower it. Actually, the prices don't go up. We understand that. But I'm a businessman. I make improvements. And my stupid ass, what do I do? I make sure you can get the shit for motherfucking half price. I know it's silly. But what I'm saying is, I'm so stupid. I make improvements. And then I put it on sale for half price. And when it returns to the regular price of my birthday, it's going to remain that. So, you see, I take money I make and make improvements on my products out of my pocket. I don't expect you to pay for the improvements I make to my products. So if I fuck up, I pay out of my pocket. I don't raise the prices to make you pay for my fuck-ups. Like all the companies do today. they make this amount of profit this year. Next year, they think they should make more. Otherwise, they made $117 million this year, and they project to make $150 million next year. But next year, for whatever reason, slow the pandemic. And they only made $80 million. Do you know, these motherfuckers don't say, we profited $80 million. Based on their predictions, they lost $70 million. And that's how it go in the books. They lost $70 million. Only because they said or projected they would make $150 million. But that's all a projection. Why do we got to suffer for that shit? Why do we got to pay more because they didn't make the $150 million, they only made $80 million? Why do we have to pay more? I know, man. See, the reason I don't do that is because I'm trying to, you know, be totally honest in what I'm doing. I try to avoid things that can be avoided. I steer clear of the enticements to my integrity. And I shun those who lack respect for themselves and others. And what I'm saying is, unless you have something you live for, something you live, abide by, you ain't gonna be shit. You ain't gonna be the motherfucker you think you could be. That's just a fact. So, what I'm saying is this, how do these groups form and be an authority? I can't imagine what they did or how they make themselves authorities. I mean, they're supposed to be this particular group I'm talking about, supposed to be national motherfuckers. And, you know, they're supposed to keep each other up on, you know, what's new in the different states and cities. What I'm saying is, I wonder how they do that when these motherfuckers don't even leave their computers. I mean, really, how could they know what's going on and relay any real information? I mean, I'm sure you know, I do my philosophy, and I've been doing a lot of it, philosophical crap. And like I say, I'm claiming the oldest thing, the elder thing. And you have to understand that you need to be clear to yourself. And I didn't have to make no adjustments, so you won't have to make any adjustments. You have to understand. Adjustments, when they need to be made, should be made to keep you in line with what you were thinking. When you realize there's something you think need to be rethought, you need to be able to do that immediately. And if you can't, then that's a big problem. I, you know, realize, I'm telling you, or when I realize that people only see me the way they want to see me. They don't see me for what I am. And what I am is truly an amazing specimen of a motherfucker that don't fucking give in. The reason I say that is because I was talking to a partner who asked me, how does it feel to be 69? This motherfucker, I think, is 50 or something. You know, at first I was just going to be flipping and, you know, say some shit. You know, but then I realized there is a such thing as being 59. I mean, excuse me, 69. And I decided to answer this motherfucker's question. And I told him this. But what I told him made me really think, what was it like to be 69? Because I told him, you know, what's it like for me to be 69? Shit. There's no more one-arm push-ups. Gone are the days of back-to-back marathons with my friends. Also, that 100-meter race has been forfeited. But on a brighter note, the sex in my life has improved tenfold. My newer successes are so much sweeter. My understanding of life and life's manifestations are dealt with so much sharper and thoroughly thought through. And all of the above. God damn it. Hold on. See, my family, that's why I left, because I ain't going to have my family standing out there. But we got to understand, you know, where we coming from. You know, my understanding of life and what life does. Hey, James, I just went shopping and shit, so I got a lot of shit out there. Hey, no, y'all just go ahead and do what you're doing. I'm going to close it up. I just know so much more. I got a hell of a life to remember and fantasize about and to wonder or think and want to relive it. To all of you motherfuckers that's curious about being 69, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. I'm telling you, it's bomb to be 69. And if I would have known it was this motherfucking fly, I would have did it sooner. I'm finna go. I got my nephews. I got my nieces. You know, in my house, man, they finna, you know, celebrate with me. Hey, wait, who's that? How you doing?
I'm going to come get somebody.
That's right. Hey, I'm finna doggone go, because I want to be with my family. And I'm serious. If I would have known being 69 was this fly, I'd have been 69 20 years ago. I'm out.